We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. The U.S. federal government shut down early on Wednesday due to budget disagreements between Democratic and Republican politicians. According to AP News, about 75,000 federal workforce employees are expected to be put on unpaid leave at any time during the shutdown. A date for ending the shutdown has yet to be determined. Turning now to Europe, yesterday morning in Manchester, England, a synagogue was attacked by a British citizen, leaving two dead and three seriously injured. The attacker, Jihad al-Shomi, was killed by police at the scene. Police arrested three other citizens on suspicion of commission. Shifting to focus to Asia, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the central Philippines Tuesday evening. According to AP News, the death toll rose to 72 people, leaving over 360 injured. Several countries, including the U.S., have expressed condolences. Finally, in Africa, police opened fire on a protesting crowd in Rabat, Morocco, reportedly out of self-defense, leaving two deceased. The ongoing protests are composed mostly of Gen Z, taking to the streets in what is considered the country's biggest protest regarding government corruption since early 2016. Now shifting focus back to the States, the number 22 Fighting Illini will travel to West Lafayette, Indiana to take on the Purdue Boilermakers in a must-win Big Ten rivalry matchup. Illinois is coming off a legendary win against USC on homecoming weekend, where students stormed the field after the last-second field goal by the junior kicker, David Alano. Senior quarterback Lute Altmaier threw for 328 yards, two passing touchdowns, and had a rushing touchdown to lead the Illini to a much-needed ranked win. Purdue is coming off a humiliating 56-30 away loss to Notre Dame. Sophomore quarterback Ryan Brown threw for 250 yards and a touchdown, while sophomore receiver Nitro Tuggle had 66 yards receiving along with a touchdown. Kickoff is scheduled for 11 a.m. and will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. Illinois is looking to keep momentum alive for a much-needed win on the road to stay alive in the Big Ten and national championship race. As for things to do this weekend in town, the Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group is holding its annual Great Pumpkin event tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will be located in the backyard of the company's office at 1608 Broadmoor Drive, Champaign. The event will host a variety of activities and offer snacks, as well as the chance for kids to pick out a free pumpkin to take home. Also, it is free and open to all who would like to come and enjoy a perfect kickoff to the fall season. For more information and for directions to the event, please visit the Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group on Facebook. Now, to end your Saturday off strong, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra will kick off its 66th season with a performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The performance will include three blockbuster works, including Brahms' Academic Festival Overture, Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Minor, and Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. The orchestra's music director and conductor is Stephen Alltop, and the pianist is Timothy Ellen. The concert will last approximately 1 hour and 27 minutes, including a 20-minute intermission. Due to nearby construction and street closures, parking access on Oregon Street should be entered from Goodwin Avenue. If you are interested in attending the concert, please purchase a ticket online at krannertcenter.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Olivia Rebellin, Joshua Applebaum, Gavin Westlake, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.